Wow, this was a real load in the pants. I'm surprised that anyone would actually publish this.
Why do they pull their punches?
I guess that's a perk when you're on TV. The writing was at the 12th grade level, which is surprising considering that O'Reilly speaks more like a 9-year-old child. Anyway.
Wow.
I encourage you to strap on your barf bags if you've ingested anything anytime lately. This is from
hide the children, please.
Yeah. All right, this is, and it is. You're right, Chris. Much creepier hearing him read it in his own voice.
Yep.
This would be Mr. Family Values himself from his novel.
Robo used his product only occasionally,
but tonight was
special. He had 2 15-year-old girls would do anything for the drug, and he was determined to exploit the situation. Uh-huh. Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
She was so intoxicated,
she had trouble standing, but Robo was her sugar daddy, and as he sat in a filthy imitation leather couch there in the living room of a rundown 3-room apartment, she obediently performed oral sex on him. Five feet away, the other teenage girl sat on a mattress on the floor and watched, greedily sucking on a crack pipe Robo had passed to her. Edgar looked over and grinned, showing yellow, decaying teeth. Obviously, he preferred oral sex to oral hygiene.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's not even good porn.
No, it's not good porn.
Wow. Try reading the letters to Penthouse, maybe get an idea.
And he's the one that's on TV every night. We gotta get these disgusting child molesters.
Yes! And he's obviously living out some kind of twisted fantasy in his...
Apparently the protagonist, Chris, am I right? It's a 6-foot-tall Irish guy.
Yes.
Huh.
I don't know if that's Robo, though.
Named O'Malley?
O'Malley's the guy who gets... Robo. Oh, Robo.
Okay. Robo.
Robo?
Yeah, okay, here's the creepiest part. We don't have that part, because as I mentioned, we're a little family radio show. But there is a part with O'Malley in the shower with a woman that's exactly like
kidding.
The phone sex transcript.
Oh!
She was in the shower. Suddenly, she felt 2 large hands on her breast. It's like, oh, no.
Why did O'Reilly feel the need to write this and publish it?
Now this is stuck in my brain forever. I didn't know the dialogue. Like, I thought you already drowned, Snorkel Man, or whatever. They're out on vacation, just like in the phone sex transcripts. And then he says, No, I didn't drown. There's no danger of that unless you want me to perform an unnatural act here in the shower. I'm going to barf.
Was there any mention of wine intravenously?
Once again, I'm just saying Republicans bad at sex. Bill O'Reilly apparently thinks it's sexy to have several layers of your epidermis scraped off in the shower.
While sitting on an imitation leather couch in a rundown 3-bedroom apartment.
My yellow, gnarly teeth. Oh.
And he didn't save it with his wooden delivery either. That didn't help at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I'm reading a parking ticket.
What nastiness lurks in the mind of Bill O'Reilly?
I don't know, but it's not just him. It's this whole Family Values crowd. I just...
Hypocritical much?
Yeah. You know me. It's hard to outrage me, but I think I was listening to some of that, and the little Catholic girl in me comes out. I'm like, okay, I can't take any more of this. This is just gross. There's bestiality and child... Oh, it's just gross. Okay.
And bad furniture.
Yeah, and also bad furniture, which is the worst offense.